Well, we are getting a little bit of economic data out this week. The most important number, I think, anyway, this week is going to be Tuesday. So Tuesday we get NFIB, Business Index Sentiment. That is the confidence measure of mostly small businesses, the larger employer in America, coming out. This is a month of December number. So when we look at the number, it is going to factor in the election. So it'll be interesting. Now, of course, the month of December, there was an awful lot up in the air about the election yet. So it may not have had the full impact that it's going to, say, in January, November number. But nonetheless, it's going to be a very interesting number, one I'm going to watch very, very closely. Also, we are getting retail sales numbers out for the month of December. The last look at retail sales numbers was a negative 1.1%. Now, we'll see if that holds. We get industrial production. That was a positive number in November. Now we're getting the December number. And we also are seeing some other unrelated or numbers that are not that big of a deal as far as our economy moving forward or the lack thereof. So we'll watch that very closely. Of course, as always, there's a lot of things coming out that we will continue to watch closely, most of that from a political nature. There are an awful lot of concerns by me and many others, and I am going to be putting out here next weekend some changes and some things that we really got to be concerned about. So make sure that you stay tuned. I don't feel good about the economy moving forward. I don't know how an economy moving forward in the administrative environment that we're likely to have is going to be anything but poor, and likely we will be suffering the effects of a weak economy, incredibly high national debt, more debt being added. And I'll tell you, Jerome Powell at the Federal Reserve is going to really have his work cut out for him to try to keep inflation in check.